Hello and welcome to the Hermetic Science Magical Mind, Magic Mind Academy podcast. And we are on day two, and we're just going to read. We're on the theory part of the book by Franz Bardon. And the first one, the profile pick for this podcast, for this episode, is going to be the picture of the magician, the first tarot card explanation of the symbolism. And this is actually what I'm going to be reading. And so I'm going to make sure that you can see that. And so we're only doing this one little part today. At the bottom of the picture of the opposite page are the mineral, vegetable, and animal kingdoms, symbolically expressed. The woman on the left and the man on the right are the plus and minus in a human being. The hermaphrodite, being in the middle, man and woman in one persona, is symbolic of the equilibration between the male and female principle. The electric and magnetic fluids are shown in red and blue color. The electric fluid in red and the magnetic fluid in blue. The head region of the woman is electric. Therefore, it is red. The area of the genitals is magnetic and therefore blue. In the man, this is reversed. The head region is magnetic and therefore blue. And the genitals are electric and therefore red. Above the hermaphrodite, there is a globe as a symbol of the sphere of the earth, above which the magician is symbolized with the four elements. Above the man are the active elements, the fire element in a red color and the air element in a blue color. Above the woman are the passive elements, the water element in green and the earth element in yellow. In the center, surrounding the magician and extending downward to the globe, there is a dark violet color as a symbol of the Akasha principle. Above the head of the magician, there is a silver lotus flower crown edged in gold. It is connected by an invisible band as a symbol of the divinity. Inside the lotus flower is the ruby red philosopher's stone, through which, as a symbol of, or quintessence, the entire hermetic science is expressed. In the background on the right is the sun, golden yellow, and to the left, the moon, silvery white, as a plus and minus in the macrocosm and microcosm, the electric and magnetic fluids. Above the lotus flower, creation is symbolized by a sphere, which in its interior represents the symbol of the procreative plus and minus powers, the act of creation, the act of procreation of the universe, the infinite, the eternal, the unlimited and uncreated is symbolically expressed by the word Om and by the dark violet to black color in the sky.